Carl Sabatino, I wasn't sure who was going to do the lead on that one. So I'm pointing to you, but you're looking at me. So
yeah, I am. You know, I just picked up my favorite little book, this book of questions that we often peruse on this broadcast. And I have another one for you.
The voice you are now hearing is the voice of Roland Smith.
Yes, indeed. The book of questions is written by Gregory Stock, a PhD guy who wrote it about 25, 30 years ago.
Okay.
And then he wrote a sequel.
Additional annotations, as they say.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It says here, page 218, for $5,000, Carl, would you be willing to stand up in a crowded restaurant and obnoxiously berate the server about some trivial problem?
No.
Good. Which reminds me of that...
The
daughter of the Korean Airlines who berated a chief steward on board a plane as it was taxiing to take off for the way he served macadamia nuts. Did you read about that last week?
No.
Oh, well, her father, who owns the airline, apologized to all of Korea and said, "I failed to raise her properly."
Wow.
She's also been removed from all duties and position that she had at the airline.
That's extraordinary. No, I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah, that was out there. That was on Facebook, and it was on the evening news. And
Every now and then, I tune out. I must admit. I've got to admit, I tune out.
Have some other things on your mind, I imagine. So. Well, anyway.
One more going.
No, that's it.
Is that enough?
Yeah, the book. I have thousands of these, which we'll get to.
We're going to do more of that. But I had a question for you.
What's that?
Okay, we talked about this before about what we're going to be eating. I've always enjoyed, and I've called you up prior to your evening meals.
Correct.
I live vicariously through you. You enjoy a pre-dinner cocktail.
I do.
Okay. What is your favorite pre-dinner cocktail?
It's a vodka gimlet. Which is a vodka of whatever vodka of your choice, Rose's lime juice.
Yes. Oh.
And if you make a Bermuda gimlet, you add just a tiny little splash of Cointreau, and then shake it over ice. And then I like it over ice, but some people like them straight up. So
yes.
Either way, it's very, very good.
Then, of course, there's maybe
a glass of wine with dinner.
Yes, of course.
Depending on what's being served.
These are nights, ladies and gentlemen, I'm having Frankfurters with my daughter.
You're right.
And pork and beans. Okay. And Roland is enjoying.
He calls it. Sometimes I make it up, folks. Just
escargot.
But
I do, as I say, vicariously through you, I enjoy these wonderful, and your recipes are magnificent.
Well, you know, both my wife Ann and I love to cook.
Yes,
And I know you do too.
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't know if you cook as much as that we do, but you know, we don't have the family to worry about and little ones to get homework done.
And yeah, that's really it. Catechism class and all those other kind of things. And you're running around. You're coming in, and the wife is tired, and so are you. And you don't really want to get into you just want to have a healthy meal, but you don't have time to the wonderful. Aggrandizement,
right.
The preparation.
Well, my family, at least currently, you start early and spend the afternoon in the kitchen and enjoy it.
I love it. Well, we're going to move on to some music now, which has been, this is a little different for you and I, Roland. And the music selection, more of the holidays here, two of my favorite artists. This one song, It's Christmas Once Again by Frankie Lyman, has never been played until I played it about 5 years ago. Got lost in time.
Hmm.
It's a magnificent song. Frankie Lyman is a teenage rock and roller back in the 50s. And Little Christmas by, once again, the remarkable Tom Scott. Another song that got lost in time. And I just thought, when I picked this selection of music, I wanted to play music for our listeners, something a little different for us that was music they may not have heard this holiday season.
Yeah, and or over a long period of time.
A long period of time, like Frankie Lyman. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, and we continue on. Bum, bum.
Voices raised in singing, because it's Christmas once again. Lovers kiss in public shyly. Mistletoe was hung there slyly. All because it's Christmas once again. Little kitty's nose is flattened on the window pane, peeping at the dollies and the shiny choo-choo trains. Santa's hitching up his reindeer, got his backpack tight. Everything is ready for the sleigh ride through the night. Christmas trees with lights are twinkling. Snowflakes sprinkling, all because it's Christmas once again. So here's a wish we keep repeating. Please accept the season's greetings.
Once again. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The holidays make us feel joyful.
Author Leanne Jashway offers three tips to get more joy out of life year-round.
Search for joy. It doesn't just come to you. Seek out things that make you feel you're living a life with purpose.
Create joy in everyday things. Every moment, even a mundane task, has the potential for joy if you choose to let it happen.
Even paying the bills can be joyful when you see it as a reflection of your ability to provide for your family.
Make a joyful noise. For every one thing you complain about, you must say something good out loud.
Feel more joy to spread more joy. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. On Christmas Eve, a thief broke into the Miller's house and stole all their Christmas gifts. The kids were horrified to find nothing under the tree. The gifts were too expensive to replace, but Mr. Miller said, "Don't worry, we'll have Christmas tomorrow." And sure enough, an identical set of gifts was under the tree the next day. How did Mr. Miller know all the presents could easily be replaced? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
As long as you have the receipts, most homeowner insurance policies will cover the theft of items from your home, including Christmas presents from under the tree. And that's the final verdict.